Hello.
Hey, Tom.
All right, now on the phone we have Lovid, who are part of Groundswell Saturday, September 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site. They'll be performing or exhibiting. Which are you guys doing?
We're more exhibiting, but there'll be some performative aspect or participatory performative aspect to the exhibition.
And do you have a name for what you're doing or?
Kyle, what's the name?
The piece is called Trees Fall.
Trees Fall.
So are you going to be cutting down trees at the on the Alana landscape or
We're not. We're talking about things that happen and how people experience them. So the idea from if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound or not? So we're talking about both moving sound from one place to another place where people may or may not be, but also about how we perceive sound and how we experience the world. There's also an element of loss in this piece about trees falling and about life and linear time and things like that.
And then just, also the passing of time, through like the idea of landscape and nature and this relationship with landscape to a more like technological age and how it translates into, sound that travels through the air, but also the changing of the landscape. We were able to get some old documentations from the Olana archive of the site that we're using, looking at the transformation in the landscape.
Oh,
So
so you saw
the
some
changing
before?
of the
Hold that, Thompson. Yeah.
No, I don't go. You can go ahead.
The changing of the landscape is an important part that was inspiring for us, obviously, in terms of Frederick Church and the Olana site in general. And then it is also interesting, how as times change, sort of we have technological transformations and other kinds of transformations. So that's a lot of what this piece does is it transforms things. There's a sound and a visual component, and both transform something that's more of a native or natural kind of experience into something that's a little bit different.
I was going to ask if you got to see, so you got to see what the landscape looked like before the building was there and before all the paths were cut.
I don't know when it's the exact history of the photos, but we did get kind of a combination of some of photographs and some sketches from the site. So, the view is kind of looking. What were you saying?
We were kind of more interested in the site and the view out over the view shed than in the exact, images of the site where the house is. So in the place where the piece is sited, that's what we were trying to look at, sort of as close as we could get to views from there, but historical views.
And how historical are you sort of looking? Are you looking at how glaciers carved the particular, or are you talking more recent?
Well, we're always
We're
looking in kind of parallel histories, or imaginative history.
a little bit limited in terms of, the camera to get the
The
photographs. But that, I mean, obviously that relates to the ideas of the piece as well.
glaciers. And we're more interested in actually this kind of overlaying of time in the visual sense, not just using, not really illustrating or going back in history, but more looking at kind of a blending of the transformation. And that was the source of inspiration for the image that's going to be displayed.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you guys are mostly known as video artists. How is the image going to be displayed, or what are people going to actually encounter?
So we produced actually, we're very excited to do something we've never done before, and we're created an image that's is printed is a very large scale banner, sorry, like a billboard size, and it's going to be suspended between the trees facing the landscape, the view. So we took a photo of the view from that point. And worked on it using various, actually some video tools and then some other digital image processing tools, and kind of created this a little slightly abstracted perspective of the landscape.
So you're going to actually hang a billboard in at Alana, huh?
Yes,
I mean,
between the trees,
it's actually the billboards blotting the landscape are kind of one phrase that gets bandied around up here about the landscape. So you're actually turning something that is seen as a blight on the landscape into like part of the landscape, sort of.
Yes, and it features the landscapes. It really is going to be incorporated into the landscape. And hopefully would enrich the experience of the landscape and or kind of create a parallel view of it rather than abstract it.
And trying to use, you know, we very much believe that sort of technology and interventions, they affect things. And, you know, that can be seen as a detriment or an enhancement depending on sort of how you look at it. And everything has, you know, pluses and minuses. There are, you know, everything can be seen in different ways, and that idea is important both in terms of sort of sensory experiences, but also in terms of conceptual things like how do we want our environment to look or things like that.
Did you notice anything from studying the changes of the Ilana landscape over the years?
We don't really have a very thorough database of sequential images over time to really, you know, make that kind of a judgment. But what we were interested in sort of is how processing it, you know, using technology can affect how the landscape looks, and then processing it with your sensory apparatus that you just naturally have anyway can also affect it.
And I think we often approach this kind of research as more of a metaphor to the idea of passing of time rather than, you know, a kind of a historic document or, you know, data-driven project. It's really, for us, it is meaningful enough the experience to be in a place that has history and have some sort of tangible relationship with that history. It's not so much about the facts or the concrete narrative in this situation.
Although the facts, I guess, in this case, kind of weave metaphorically along with you. Like church has kind of come in and out of fashion over the years.
Mm-hmm.
His, you know, the paintings and the school of art. Are there many like sort of ripples like that?
In terms of the legacy of this, like,
or just how your piece resonates in different ways.
What do you think, Kyle?
Like an environmentalist is going to look at it one way, and a historian is going to look at your piece a different way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the things that we're thinking about definitely influence sort of how history gets interpreted, which is very important, or how anything that happens gets interpreted. So that's kind of what we're hinting at with this, is sort of, you know, the way that we explore is based on expectations that we have, and these are things that can be changeable. They're not given and fixed, and, you know, some things that we may expect for how things would work are not always exactly as they seem.
And I think there's also a relationship that may be more important in this work for us, was the relationship between preservation of landscape and art, right? And what is that connection between the history of the land and the painting as, you know, the art object? And, you know, we were very interested in the idea of the landscaping artist and that connection. And so what, you know, in the kind of idea of when trees fall is like, what happens, what remains in the kind of consciousness, global consciousness of a place, you know, whether it's like the sound that in this case is not a recorded sound, it's something that just happens at the moment you have to be there, or an image that captures kind of a maybe imagined or suggested view.
And you're also kind of setting up a TV screen or a video screen kind of out in the, that's part of the nature.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, in a very still form, in a billboard form.
Well, it'll be wafting in the wind a bit.
Yeah,
right?
It will be moving.
What is the performative aspect of this?
So the sound component of it includes a microphone, very long wires, and a speaker. And what happens is that it processes the voice actually by moving it to the other end where the speaker is more rapidly than it travels through the air, the sound. So piece, in order to function, needs someone to be speaking into the microphone to be conveying some kind of information, sending a signal that then gets passed in these two different ways, kind of yelling into the microphone, actually, because it's quite a long distance. So that's sort of the element. The piece will only function if there's someone doing that. So there's an interactive component to it where one person can communicate something to another person at a distance via the two methods, air and wire. And that produces the effect, the kind of reverse delay effect. And so,
which is very subtle. It's a very subtle effect. You know, that's kind of a...
Yeah. So, but it's also a very unusual one that you don't usually experience because you're used to delay, you know, electronic delay that moves things later in time, not that moves things earlier in time. So that's kind of the part that really requires people to interact with it to do that. So some of that we may have a more orchestrated thing where we'll be doing some, you know, presentation for it, but a lot of it will be just open for the audience to have kind of an interactive experience with.
So it's not feedback, it's pre-vac or something? What?
Yes, exactly. It's like a pre-vac. Yeah, again, it's not exactly feedback either. It's like you would have delay, but it goes in reverse time. It happens before the sound that comes the traditional method via the air.
So you're arriving in the future, in the past at Alana.
Yes, that's what we're going for, is merging the future, past, and present.
All in one experience around, which bend are you at? Where are you at?
Zone 2. reverse time travel in zone 2.
What is the view from your location?
Oh.
I believe it's the eastward view, but I could be confused about that. It's the view away from the river. It's kind of opposite the view towards the river. So I'm pretty sure that's east because the river should be west.
It should, but you go around in circles up there on that hill.
Exactly.
You never know.
Well, we go. You know, if we're going in time circles anyway, going in spatial circles, it's
it's so small, no biggie.
So everyone should bring 3D glasses.
Yeah, 4D glasses.
4D. Oh, 4D. All right. You have to go to IMAX theaters to get those, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that we should know about your piece, Lovid, we're talking to here on the phone at Groundswell, Saturday, September 19th?
I think that's, you know, we're pretty
we'll
we're
be there.
Really excited about it. Yeah. And we'll look forward to seeing any of the listeners there.
You want to send us to websites for more information?
I don't think we don't have anything special for this project.
The Wavefarm website has information for the event. And I think there's specific details about the piece on there.
You can look at lovid.org for other past projects, and we're gonna send you guys recording for a piece that a net art piece that has some sound delays and overlays and computer hacks.
Well, since this piece is about sending sound from the past to the future, we'll actually play that track right now.
Excellent.
What's up with this computer?
What's up with this computer?
Is it the browser?
the connection.